Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Helen.
And I'm Sarah.
And you're listening to the Squiggly Careers Podcast. And this episode is part of our Squiggly Skills Sprint series, where we've recorded 20 episodes. Each of them are less than 7 minutes long to help you build some career development momentum. In each episode, Sarah and I are going to talk about a squiggly skill, what it is and why it matters. We're going to share an idea for action from each of us, give you a go-to guru and a podcast episode so that you can listen and learn a bit more. And we really, really want you to turn this squiggly skills sprint into your own learning streak. And for anyone who lets us know how they're getting on and who completes the 20-day streak, we can't prove that, so we trust you. But if you tag us that you've done the sprint, you've completed the streak, then what we will do is we'll get in touch with you and we will invite you to a free 5 Skills to Succeed virtual workshop that Sarah and I are going to be running in September, so we can help you dive even deeper into the world of squiggly careers. All you've got to do is tag @AmazingIf in any of your social posts and then we'll be in touch.
In this skills sprint, we're talking about personal brand. And we define this as what you're known for. So what people say about you when you're not in the room, which I think sounds like quite a scary prospect, to be honest. And I do understand that this idea of personal brand maybe can feel a bit uncomfortable or a bit awkward for lots of people, and often ends up in that category in our squiggly careers of something we feel we should do, but we can't work out a way to do it in a way that works for us. But it is important, because I think when you get this right, you create a pull for yourself, a pull for people and possibilities that give you more opportunities to squiggle with success. And it also helps you to be less dependent on maybe the job you're doing today or the organisation that you're working for at the moment, because you're sort of creating and I think taking more ownership for your own identity. And though I have mixed views of it, I think, it's often why people on their LinkedIn profiles now don't put their job titles. You know, we're a big advocate of replace titles with talents in terms of what we focus on in squiggly careers. And I think it is why you see people say, oh, you know, I'm just passionate about learning and being really curious, but you don't necessarily know what their job is or who they work for. And I think that is part of people kind of creating their personal brand.
And my idea for action is the thing that I have found really useful, because sometimes some stuff on personal brand I found a little bit confusing, like, but what am I supposed to do? And so I found the structure that I've just found quite useful for summarising stuff and being clear. And that is working out what you stand for. So having some statement about something that you believe in or you're passionate about. So, you know, I stand for making squiggly careers better for everybody. I stand for democratising development. There's a, you know, you can have more than one statement, but what do you actually stand for? Then thinking about, well, who do you stand with? So your brand is better if you're not building it on your own. So that could be another person. So I stand with Sarah, for example. That definitely builds my brand. It could be communities that you're part of as well. So just have a think about that. And then what makes you really stand out? So what is really distinctive and different about you? So I would say for me, it's my energy and my positivity. I know that that is something that makes me different from other people. But having that clarity is really, really useful from when you build your brand. And it's quite an authentic thing. And what I would just say with this is it's not fixed. So you want to be clear about this so you can take control of it, but also you don't have to stick to it forever. So just kind of do your three stands now, your stand with, your stand for, your stand outs, and then, you know, review it and think, does that still feel like me? It's absolutely fine to change your mind, but perhaps don't do it too frequently, because it does take a while to build your brand. But I think this doesn't have to be a thing that's fixed for life. That's a bit ladder-like. When we're squiggly, we can change and our brand can change too.
one of the things that's really helped me as somebody who does find this a bit cringy and uncomfortable, being honest, like I don't really like the phrase personal brand, but it gets used quite frequently. So that's often why it's still helpful to call things that, is I really remember a conversation I had with Jack Graham. And Jack, this was actually on our podcast, but I knew Jack anyway. And he said one of the questions we should all be asking ourselves, and he wrote a great article about this, is how can I be useful? So not like, how can I follow my passions or do what I'm best at even? How can I be useful? And I think the thing that has sort of unlocked me figuring out what I want to stand for, with and out, exactly as Helen's described, is answering that question. Because then when I think, well, how I can be useful is designing and creating really practical kind of day-to-day career development that I hope will help people in the here and now, as well as for the rest of their careers. And then I've been able to create a community around my answer to that question at any one point of time. And it feels less about me or I. It feels more about sort of we, like who else might be interested in doing that, and who else can I learn from? And actually, when I feel like I'm being useful, I'm much more confident about kind of putting myself out there or writing things or, you know, talking out loud to people about kind of how I might be able to help them. So I found that a really useful propelling question for my personal brand.
And someone else who's got some really good questions and provocations that will help you with your personal brand is Dori Clark, who has written a couple of different articles on this topic on Harvard Business Review. So well worth a look at Dori. She's very practical, very sort of top tipsy. And so I think sometimes that stuff just makes it easier to act on something that can feel a little bit ambiguous.
And if you want to listen to a very early episode of the Squiggly Careers podcast, episode 25.
25, I don't know. You and me, I don't know, 300 really. Episodes ago. So.
Yeah. So episode 25 was on how to build your personal brand. I mean, how good that episode will be is anyone's guess. But if you re-listen, let us know how you find it.
And you can maybe give us some feedback at helenandsarah@squigglycareers.com, which is all the way back right at the beginning of the sprint. We did an episode on feedback, so you can put some of those skills into action for us.
Thank you for listening to this skills sprint. We hope you found it useful. We'd love you to share and subscribe so you don't miss a sprint. And that's everything for this episode. So bye for now.
Bye everyone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.